This is Kiara, a 10-year-old dog that has survived cancer and may help medical researchers knock out the disease in canines and humans as well.
Good girl.
Kiara is the Eisenhower's pet. 2 years ago, Eileen Eisenhower noticed a lump on Kiara's leg. Eisenhower is a nurse who treats cancer patients.
I said, oh, Kiara, you have lymphoma. I knew it.
The U.S. National Cancer Institute estimates that each year, roughly 6 million dogs are diagnosed with cancers that are very similar to human cancers. Many of these cancers look the same under x-rays and spread the same way in both dogs and people. At the University of Pennsylvania, veterinarian Karen Seremno works with oncologist Robert Vonderheide. They say there are other important factors about these cancers as well.
They behave similarly and they respond to treatment very similarly.
It's like a compressed biological lifespan that we can study the cancer progression and also potentially the response to therapy.
By studying dogs, researchers can get the results of their studies more quickly. The idea is to benefit both pets and people. Kiara was given chemotherapy and a cancer vaccine. She is now cancer-free. As a pet owner and nurse, Eileen Eisenhower is both grateful and hopeful.
I hope that someday I can give this vaccine to people and to kids and to, you know, let people know how it started and you know, where it came from.
If a therapy proves effective for dogs, it shortens the time for that therapy to be available for humans. Carol Pearson, VOA News. Bye.